Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time, and welcome to the Big Ten and Ridge Pod. We got a special surprise for y'all today. We have planned absolutely nothing, but we are all here on time. We're just waiting on Rich.
Surprise, bitch.
Surprise, mother suckers. And fries, mother trucker. I'm driving. I'm trying to think of that. Wasn't it originally like a Vine?
Yeah. That's old school.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that's too old.
But glad to have everybody here. Did you listen to last week's episode?
I listened.
Okay, good, good. I was banking on that. I said some shit.
What did you say shit about?
Well, not about you, but it had to do with you.
Damn.
Just my plan. My plan.
It was me, Jason.
My molding you into the man I want you to be. Like, you're my little ball of clay right now, and I really appreciate that.
Was an old movie where they see a ball of clay and they turn it into a ghost, and he's standing behind her.
Ghost?
Yeah.
You're saying right now, I'm your Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. Where are we at? Where's my Stephen Flay?
Well, speaking of, I'll get to the point. Also, thank you everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. this is the Big Ten and Rich podcast. If I haven't said it yet, I feel like I'm going to do that. In every episode, I'm just going to reintroduce us every time.
In case I forgot.
Just in case. Did you look at the video I put in the chat by chance?
I think I started watching it.
The one about the golf course in Hawaii?
Yeah, I did watch this. She's not going to figure out where that was at.
Gotcha. I really just did it for the visuals. That guy's show on YouTube, I still can't remember his name, but it's called Adventures in Golf. That series is just, he does a really good job. He's been called the Anthony Bourdain of golf, where he just kind of goes, travels everywhere and plays golf, even like courses that are shut down. Like, he played an abandoned course in Hawaii. It was pretty cool.
And he let one get it?
Yeah, he knew the people that's what he does. He gets in and talks to the people, like, hey, let me get in and do this. I feel like this story needs to be told. And they give him. They let him come in, and he talks about the transformation they're taking and figures out why people love golf.
Man, that's cool, man.
It's a cool story. Like, he really has a cool story. He's super laid back. He does this event. I can't remember the name of it. I swear, I'm terrible right now. I really should write stuff down. Again, thanks for coming to the Big Ten and Rich podcast. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. He's just, I don't know, he takes golf as serious as I take it. Like, he's like, the video I sent you, he's like, if you're not having fun when you're playing golf, you know, what are you doing?
Instead of playing well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's a pretty good way of looking at any type of activity. If you're doing it, and you don't even have to be good at something. I had fun doing plenty of things. I love it.
Right.
Call of Duty.
But it's
rings are very loud bell, which I can be sometimes, but it's very 50-50.
Right.
And you've been here where I lost my shit before. So sorry.
When you just get quiet and don't talk to anybody. Yeah.
Yeah. And I still have fun though. Like, you know, I'm not figuring, I still have fun. So it's like, because I go back to doing it. Like, if it was that bad, I wouldn't go back to doing it. So, like, you got to have fun with what you're doing. Something like, you know, obviously something like the golf's more, I guess, tangible, more real life type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're in person with people and you're actually like outside. It's just a little different.
Yeah. And that's right now, that's really what I'm using it for. I found out that just being outside for 30 minutes a day, I'm not even, you know, it improves my mood so much. It helps. It really does help with my anxiety and stuff like that.
It's always fun.
Golf has helped with my anxiety just because sometimes it's just difficult to pull the trigger on a shot and just to kind of force yourself into uncomfortable situations. So, you know, you're not going to tear yourself down just to deal with it. You're just going to do it and get it over with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Since you mentioned it, I have kind of looked in some of the places that we've been already, in places that we're looking, you know, and just kind of like, because I don't know if a lot of people do this, but I'm a very big, Google Maps adventurer.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, I follow the favorite place, And I'll just start typing in random keywords to see what pops up, or I'll look at my attractions, if I look at a certain type of food or certain things. And I'll just start moving along the map and look for points, interest, and things that it did. Well, now, so one of the things I started looking at, someplace was like a golf course. So I started looking with you and talking about the golf course twice. I started kind of looking excellent ones in like Maui and stuff like that. And dude, they're so nice.
Dude.
Like, even if I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, all I love is just walking around.
Exactly.
Because they're nice, like super nice. Like, so nice, well, I feel like I wouldn't even belong there, but they're nice.
But like, that's the other part. Like, I feel like that's the tough part about golf. Is it is an elitist sport. No matter how much I try to not want it to be that. And the more you go to municipal courses and you kind of go to the common man places, you understand and you kind of get it. There is a place for us, but it'll always have that stigma of you're not allowed here.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Well, unless you got the...
And the thing with that... Sweaters. But the thing is the hump that's really hard to get over in golf is... My money is green too.
Yeah.
It's just as green as that guy over there. It's just as green as that lady. It's just as green as the guy behind the counter. Like, nothing here makes anybody else more special than the other.
Yeah.
Did you watch that video that school I sent you, that Schoolboy Q? It was Schoolboy Q on Drink Champs.
Yeah.
And he was like, Nori was like, man, I can't come play golf with you. He's like, why? He's like, well, I'm just not going to be good. He goes, so? Everybody's trash.
Yeah.
That dude's trash. That dude, like, and that's the truth.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just one of those things. I think, like, it was down there. A lot of stuff said, like, two, like, I didn't do it in a time not to, like, not taking yourself so seriously sometimes. And, like you said, going out there and just playing and doing it for the right reason. Like, if you pay the money to go to a course like that, like, who cares if anyone is to do it? Or how much money whoever has, like, they're gonna go to there. It doesn't matter, like, who cares if they take it more serious than you do or later. As long as you're out there playing by the goals and not, like, fucking off and wasting other people's time, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see, it's just a thing. Like, it's just another attraction. People will spend several hundred dollars to do a couple hour excursion, right?
Right.
Like, it's a little different. Like, you find a golf course you really want to go on, and you have to pay a certain amount because you're not a member or whatever to run the course for a day, or, run a single or whatever.
Right.
And you just do it because that's what you want to do. I guess I'm not that that's a little close. I mean, it's like, so pristine, but it's like, things feel like shady walk on.
And if you do, like, if you do take that step, and it sounds like your
I'm
brain.
Reading, I'm thinking. I feel like I don't mind having, I think I could probably do it. Like, I have these, the gym, and you know, that doesn't really take that much time of the day.
No.
But, like, I had neighbors just go all the weekends, like, in the morning, like, it's not like it would really dominate my day. So I think I'm on the fence, but I'm falling on the other side. And I haven't got there yet. But the whole, I think kind of what started to turn me more towards wanting to try it is honestly, like, the traveling aspect of it.
Yeah.
And because it does add, it's interesting, but it does add another layer to your travel flavor. It has a whole nother action, you can do.
I mean,
you can do it every day, but it's like one more thing that you can kind of afford to.
Right, and let's be honest, like, coming to Charlotte and going to Nashville, like, there's only so many things we can do, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so this, and I'm thinking specifically of our guys' trips, adds another thing to that. So, like, Saturday morning, instead of just waking up and just kind of hanging out, Saturday morning we could have got up, grabbed breakfast, and then hit the course.
Yeah.
Played 9 and just had some fun. Or played 18. you know, because 18 is kind of a.
I just see it being a haul.
Yeah, it's a haul, but like it depends on how everybody's playing. Like Saturday is going to be the busiest day on the golf course. Everybody's off work. It's like I told Rich, I found 9 holes, $14, and if no one's in front of me, I can get done in an hour. But they're all par threes or par fours, so it's going to be shorter holes. But still, that's like that's ridiculous. That's just moving at a fast pace. But at the same time, I don't really have that much more wiggle room in my day besides that. Well, all right.
Jesus.
Hey, what's up? What are we talking about?
Hey, welcome to the Big Tanner Rich podcast. I'm Seth, your host for tonight. I've introed us like 7 times
Big
already.
Seven?
Big
yeah,
Belch.
7. Big Belch. And Belch. That's pretty good. No, we were just talking about, I guess, kind of anybody like, I don't know, Kenny, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, kind of talking through what someone's holdbacks from playing golf might be.
Oh, holdback?
And
shouldn't like, be no holdback.
Well, no, there could be. And what golf does to your vacation. Like, it opens up opportunity.
Yeah. But I'll say this when it comes to the vacation side, that it's definitely got to be something you, if you're going to bring your family, it needs to be like pre-discussed.
Well, yeah, and it needs to be one of those things where the example I used was like the guys trip. Like on Saturday, we just kind of hung out. It was fun because we started watching X-Men 97, but like it could have been one of those things where instead of just hanging out, we all kind of got ready, went and ate breakfast, and then went and played like 9 or 18 holes and then went and grabbed lunch, you know? It would add to something like that.
Yeah, for me, I think like it's a lot of family vacation for that, but it's to a client of the ones we don't do time to do that. If it was a group trip or a guy's trip or something, like especially fast, you know, it's like you got all the good cases to do that otherwise, so the guy that you're holding that, like look at all horses, those are different just for that. Like, if you're going on a group trip, and you just hire him to be somewhere with all horses, like, that's definitely an option. So it's like, it's different. It is a little bit of it has better kind of another layer to try to open it up. Opens up possibilities of places you know, otherwise, and I already had a higher list.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, so, like, even the video in our group chat in Kauai. Like, you've been to Hawaii several times, but you hadn't played golf in Hawaii.
No, I mean, that's what I was saying. Since we just talked about enough and looking in Hawaii, I just see also checking out some of the golf courses. In, like, little place in that life, San Diego, like, Flory Bonhams is in that area.
Oh, yeah.
And it's best. Flory Bonhams, beautiful.
Just the area. Hey, but Augusta isn't far away from where we all are.
Yeah, but Augusta is also a golf course us three will never get on.
That's probably what I'm saying. That's probably not somewhere we played. Wait, this is all things like an FD light.
No, they have a public course close by that's tied to the Augusta National. We wouldn't be able to play on that course, but we could play on the public one.
What's crazy is there are a lot of golf courses. Like, golf, there's a lot of PGA. Like, they just play the Wells Fargo here.
Mm-hmm.
And they play the Wells Fargo here every year at Quail Hollow. And then they also had the President's Cup here. Like, there's a lot of big courses, like, around me, like, very close to me.
That makes a lot of sense, though, with that. The large corporate rooms that's there.
Yeah, banking, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes a lot of sense.
So it's one of those things where it's like, I have all these major courses, but I'll probably never be able to I'll never be able to play Quail Hollow because it's a private club.
Yeah.
I'll never be. Oh, that is so good. I'm sorry. I just got an awesome picture.
So the private clubs, like, you can't even get in all the way through.
You have to be a member.
You have to know a member. And then that member can bring you on. And they usually make you buy a day pass. Like, when I go play, Scott is a member somewhere, and I played with him, and they were just like, you just pay the regular fees. And I was like, okay, cool. And it's a nice course. It's a fun course. It's not like, it's challenging. It has challenging holes and stuff like that, but it's kind of like, it's wide open enough to where when I do figure out my driver, I'm not going to be uncomfortable playing. Mm-hmm. But also, like I said, I found a honey hole. I pay $14 a week to go play 9 holes. I am never going to give that. They go up to 20. I'm going to ask, what happened? Who died?
It's so funny. we almost hit a house that was hauling off for us.
Man, so that'll change your life.
Zane Gilder, they have another, the one on the edge of our house. They had
you. I mean, you're around the corner from.
We're close to him. I mean, like, literally, like.
Yeah.
It was all in him. So, like, same builder and everything. And it was in Dallas, the Glory Union House.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what the name of the course was, but it's, like I say, had his own course, had a clubhouse. So, of course, at HOA, it was way.
Dude, I'm just going to let you know right now. Be happy you don't have a house on a golf course.
That would have changed your life.
You would have hated golf. Dealing with, I mean, there's going to be people close to your yard every Saturday.
By now.
Starting at 7 in the morning on Saturday. There's going to be guys playing music loud on their golf cart.
Yeah. Like,
it's one of those things that I like doing that, and I have fun doing that, and I'm loud on the golf course. But also, I don't want to live near that.
Yeah.
No amount of money in this world would make me want to live near that.
It could have been cool because, like, it was one of those things where, like, the landscaping was sick.
Lawn
stuff is included, all the yard segregation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so there's benefits to this, like, we got. It'd be literally for the same floor plan, like, you know, enough way that it raised to this house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, the look at Ace, what it was, you know, like, at a time, it was like, I'm not gonna, like, if I was into this, it would be worth it, but it's just not. Plus, it's just close to the masculine.
But so wait, like, until he gets into it, then.
I know, so, you know, it just wasn't worth it at the time. This spider law of it is, but like, it was just me in those few places, and we just saw that way on this one. But
you made the right choice.
I'll have to look it up and see what it's called. Let's see if y'all even.
I can't wait.
Know where the hell it even is.
The day Kenny texts me, then it says I signed up for lessons.
I did it.
I can't wait because it's coming. It's probably, it may be like 3 or 4 months out, but it's coming.
Yeah. I mean, I like doing outside shit, so...
And the other part of it is like, I'll say this, if Ashton's focused enough doing it, I would make him learn how to play just because of the doors it opens.
God.
Just because of the people you talk to. It's just... It's different. It just really is different. Because
imagine the college scholarships.
I mean, really.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the money to play.
Dude. Like, it's just like that's the unspoken thing. Like, I've known a couple guys that played golf as kids, and the travel for it, like, I would put it up as the worst travel sport for kids. Because you're going everywhere for like PGA junior events.
Well, and it's probably not all the way fun for them, like where you would travel for soccer or baseball or whatever, where you have teammates and you get to experience that more versus traveling against and playing against people all the time.
And you're seeing the same kids and you're just like, I don't like that guy. I'm going to get paired with him. I know it. And stuff like that.
Ooh, long-term golf beef is the best.
Long-term golf beef is the best.
Foxland Harbor was the place. That's what it was.
Foxland Harbor.
I've never heard of it.
It was the newest community in.
Gotcha.
The thing about those is
you got to be a lot of the golf courses in communities don't last, and they trade ownership and stuff like that. Mm. And stuff can happen with it, and the homes are nice, but it's just one of those things where you're just like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. What could have been?
Dude, I am fighting ChatGPT right now for a picture.
I like that one you dropped.
The first one or the second one?
The first. Well, you dropped another one?
No,
the
I
one
did
on the golf cart?
Oh, yeah, just one. Never mind. I didn't drop the other one. All right. If you like that one, I won't do another one.
Yeah, that one's dope.
Okay, cool. I am done doing that now.
Ooh, that's BTR on the front. If we could get a custom, like, if we ever get to a point in life where we can afford that exact golf cart
and
go do shit, man.
It's happening. It'll happen. I'm slowly turning us into a golf podcast. You know, so
can we get a Winnebago to tow it?
Golf slice flows out in.
Yes, yes.
Get a YouTube channel to tow it and travel.
I think there's been a lot of things that kind of inspired the bug in me. Is just kind of like not taking it as seriously. And even when I was playing, I guess, quote unquote, seriously, I wasn't that serious about it. And really just focusing on having fun.
Yeah, but the few times that I've played with you and you were bad, you kind of had a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
Like you kind of left the course like
in anger.
All right, man, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Like dude.
And I'm not going to let that, like, that's the thing now is like I played 18 and couldn't hit out of a tee box. And I left just as happy as I was as when I first got there.
Yeah, you gotta laugh at those things.
You just have to like have fun. I mean, that's what we're there for. I
feel like the games that are gonna sponsor me and most of you look at the clothes and photos.
Dude,
because you the know thing what's... is if I need the clothes and I feel good and I go out there and I'm like, I know I'm gonna suck. But I feel like I look like I know what I'm doing. Like, I feel you're, like, it's always in the scene. I'm like, that's just golfer.
You're not, I don't want to profile you as a perfectionist because I don't think that's fair to you. But you get upset when you can't do things you think you should be able to do.
Well, and if I've done it, that's the other thing that what really bothers me is if I go out there or get a good swing or something.
Yeah,
that's what does it. Is like I know I had this kind of game before, this kind of match. Say this, saying that, saying whatever. All circumstances staying, and what the fuck is going on? And yeah, I will lose my mind sometimes.
Like, I think this is going to do one of two things for you. I think it's really going to improve it's either going to improve your how to deal with anger.
Normally it doesn't.
Or it's going to magnify your anger issues. And it may force you into seeing a therapist. So win-win.
Oh, shit.
Kenny may have to deal with stuff. Heaven forbid. I'm joking.
Wow.
jokes. It was jokes. But like, I think... And everything is in baby steps. Like, you're going to hit good shots. You are. But you're not going to be able to replicate it from shot to shot.
But this is the thing. So, I won't lie. And so, the sound of a good swing and our connect.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It is cool. And it's like the reason why I never
finished. You're wrong. It's not cool.
Well, I like the sound.
It's everything.
Right. But I think the reason why I overlooked that is because I'm like, I see people do that. They make it look effortless. And it's like, I'm never going to be able to make that.
And I will tell you right now, when you're the one holding that club and it makes that sound, everything is all right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I want that, but it's like my hand in my light.
But what's going to be killer is when you hear that sound and you feel that good swing and it goes left.
Yeah, it will.
Or it's short and goes into the water. And you're like, everything was perfect about that. And then the guy you're playing with goes, well, you kind of hit it fat. Well, you were thin through this. And you're just like, what?
And you want to fight them.
Yeah,
you do. It is not. You're letting it burn you out.
Oh. I don't know, man. I look forward to it. As much as I do worry about it for you, because I know who you are, I do look forward to it. And I wouldn't gas you up so much about it if I didn't think you would really enjoy it.
Same.
Yeah. I'll say that. I'm reading more about it.
You need to, the thing that's going to get you hooked, if you do get hooked, is your lesson. That's what's going to do it. Because if you're like, nah. Then you're just, it's going to be nah forever. You're like, I tried, I didn't like it. That's why I'm like, I would do the lesson before you did clubs.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't even want to do that. I just don't feel like right now. I don't give up myself easily. So I feel like even if, I don't see myself not loving. That's the thing, right? I'm seeing myself not liking playing.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting here watching somebody else do it, not doesn't sound right in my frequency.
Well, but it's like
actually doing it and engaging in it is different.
Well, it's like me, like with professional football. Do I love watching football? Yes. Do I want to strap up and go out there and play? Fuck no. I would get murdered.
I think that's the draw of playoff, because ball feels more like an everyman kind of sport.
Yeah.
Now, I had these little arms of very good shape, and not all of the arms. Some of them are very skilled. So it's one of those things you're like, you can kind of overcome some physical things and still play. And even age or whatever, like, it's still play.
Right.
And some of the sports are fantastic and you want to play them, but you either aren't physically capable, or if you did, you'd get hurt.
Right. And golf is the one sport where you can kind of level it out. You know, you can hit from a certain tee box. You can give somebody strokes. Everybody, the playing field is level quite a bit. And you just try not to slow the people down behind you. That's all. That should be your main goal.
I ain't saying much for football.
Yeah. You will.
That's for easily is indeed.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go.
That's some long days, Bubba.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is it. It is to a certain point where it's taking me too long to...
No. I'm going to tell you right now. Us three play together, I have one rule. Nothing higher than an 8. You get an 8, you're picking up, we're walking off and going to the next hole.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with that. I would probably be less than that. My thing is, if it's taking me that many times, I just get a reset.
I played with a guy who had a 16. Nah. And I was sitting in the cart going, what are we doing? One hole. And I was that's when I was like, I'm right about my 8 rule.
I'm not putting myself through that. I'm not putting myself through that. But my main thing is, I know that I'm going to sub that fish, especially at first. And it's like, I'm not going to even like to do that. Like, if I'm doing it for fun, like I said, not giving myself a limit, and I can't get this shit. If this is a par 3, and I can't get it at 8, yeah, it's fair that shit. And I don't understand that when I get it at those lanes, like if it's a par 4, I can't get it at 8, or if it's a par 3, I can't get it at 6, etc.
Yeah.
Then let's just go as well. Because at that point,
that's always
I think I'm just going to get so much more frustrated. And I would rather just start over on another
point. Take
slings and just go.
That's a great mindset. And you're not even playing yet. So just imagine when you play how frustrated you'll be.
I know.
And that's the other part is like when I come back and visit in Nashville, like I'll travel with clubs and we can all go play one day. Yeah.
Because 12 stones is right. I don't know what it takes to play 12 there. 12
stones is nice. No, you can go play at 12 stones. Or
we should not start Kenny on 12 stones.
Yeah, man.
That course is hard.
That course is fun.
I could go out there and stand up there.
No, you need to go play. I'll tell you where you need to go play. You need to go play Riverside.
Long when you hollow, first start Riverside.
You need to play a wide open fairway. Even Shelby or Two Rivers. Something that... Two Rivers a little bit can get cramped, so I would play like Shelby, something that's wide open while you learn your driver
on the course. Visor.
Oh, you want visor gang? You gonna do visor gang? I don't think Rich. The times I've played with you, you never wore a hat.
Well, sure, I did.
Like there were a couple. Like I don't remember you wearing a hat the times I played with you. I'm being honest.
I'm a hat guy. I feel like I would be wearing a hat.
I know. That's why I'm weirded out by this memory that I'm having.
I mean, it might have been just a nice day to get the locks out.
That's the dude.
Hair around, you know?
Golf is just a nice walk ruined. Damn. That's what it is.
Okay.
That explains it because you're so frustrated with yourself. You got the right attitude, I think, and you got the right group of guys to play with. We'll have to keep the shit talking to a minimum, especially when one of us are angry.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, another good thing is, like I said, I have there's a couple of people in the neighborhood that I like to play too. So I can get some practice and stuff like that too with them. And like my actual next door neighbor is pretty big into it, so
John Daly,
and he may that would be my neighbor's.
John Daly,
Well, he may have like an extra set, like a good starter set for you to use.
What? So he's got, is that like the net in his garage so you can just go in there?
Oh, yeah.
I got net in my backyard. I actually had to buy two nets because I shanked a drive and hit my house. So I was like, got to get that taken care of. And so I got another net. So if I shank one, it's not going. I mean, this thing took a right angle off my club head. It was bad. So bad. Like, I was like, put this up. Oh, yeah. My driver is terrible right now. It may go 100 yards in the air. But
damn,
it was going 20. I know. I used to be able to hit my driver halfway decent. I just, when you don't practice, you lose it. You lose it really bad.
Yeah, that's not swinging one of those in a while is definitely
is a detriment.
Fuck your game up.
Yeah, and it has. It really has. Just trying to get my distance back on my irons right now.
If I was bad on the woods, then I'd probably just say, fuck it, I'm going pitching wedge all course.
The whole course. I am learning my 3-wood. That's something I've told myself I'm going to do this go around, just because I'm not as good as I used to be with my long irons, and so I just need to be a little bit. I'm pretty good with my hybrids. See, Kenny, you got so many clubs to learn how to hit. So many.
Kenny's going to have a rangefinder before we even end this podcast. What are you talking about?
Dude, rangefinders are awesome, though.
What does that do?
Tells you the range distance finder? From the pin.
Yeah.
Oh. So you know how far you need to hit it?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. And know what club to use. And
no, this is... Wait, Kenny. You haven't even got into ball markers yet.
What's that for?
So when you're on the green... If you're in someone's way, you put a ball marker down to mark where your ball's at. And so they can
play around
you.
Balls.
Right. Because if they hit your ball, the rule is you have to play it where it stops. You can't go back to the original position.
Damn.
So you mark it and put it in your pocket until you get out of their way.
So if the ball goes in that direction, it'll just roll over it.
Yep.
And not, okay. That makes sense.
But there are all kinds of ball markers.
He's going to have a custom one.
I mean, I have a custom one.
Yeah, but...
On Etsy. It's not very hard. It's not very hard to do. Just this burn the boats with the skull on it.
Nice.
See? Yeah.
I love that rangefinder. So that's pretty cool.
Oh God. Oh no. That is putting the cart before the horse. Looking
Definitely.
At rangefinders. 100%. You should be looking at irons. Like an iron set.
A used iron set at that.
He said he's going brand new.
I think I ain't using
But
nothing.
I think I found him a
I don't want anybody to say I don't want anybody else to stare at my clothes. So
I found him a company that makes a fairly good, I've read reviews on it. It's a fairly good starter set. Rick Shields, a guy on YouTube, tested them out. He liked them. He thought they were good for like beginner golfers. And they look very clean. They look very modern. They're very stylish. They're called Styx, STIX, I believe. I think it's something Kenny may be into.
I did like those. I found those on my own because I was looking at like best club sets for a starter, and those did pop up, and I'm like, those are fucking nice because they're all black and like very sleek looking.
They are very nice. Like I said, I've been holding off showing those to Kenny just because I think that you got to put the bird seed on the ground. You can't just give them the steak.
Yeah, we're kind of doing that though right now.
Oh, for sure. That's what this whole podcast has been about for 2 weeks.
I just don't know like what most of this stuff is. But I was looking at a set. I think it was under $1,000, but like. The value and everything is little tripod with legs on and like
yeah, well that's every golf bag. Awesome.
He's gonna have a remote control one. Before we
know he's gonna have like a little motorized scooter.
Yeah,
they all have remote control golf bags.
The fuck they don't.
Bags.
Yes, they do, dude.
What?
Dog, don't tell us.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, tell me what they got. They got mopeds. They've got motorized skateboard.
Golf can be the most expensive hobby.
Oh,
dude,
my
you
God.
Have
GPS.
Listen
Are
to Richard
you
right now.
Fucking kidding
listen
me.
Listen to Richard. Listen
Putting
to Richard.
The GPS on your bag while you're walking the course.
You can put hands free.
This thing walks with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker.
It's a motorized caddy. You can get for your motorized caddy. You can get an app for your phone, and you put on the grips, there's usually a little hole at the top. If water gets inside, it can drip out. And you put this plug inside of it, and you assign that plug to an iron. And it will keep track of how far you hit that iron every time, so it will calculate your distance for that iron so you know it every time.
Analytics, motherfucker.
Yeah. Dude, you can do all kinds of stuff.
You can wear one of those sports bras that tracks your
heart rate,
breathing, and heart rate, and know when to breathe and to what heart rate you need to be to hit the best.
Don't even get me started on the training equipment.
You want to play at Augusta in your garage?
Kitty would get a golf simulator in his garage.
There's a golf simulator place in Nashville.
Yeah, there's a few of them in Nashville now.
I never even heard about it. There's a place that I looked up and like, I was like, damn, is this at all these different like golf simulations? And they have a bar and they got food and stuff.
I got some coupons to the one downtown.
Dude, golf simulators are fun.
And they have a bar in there.
It's cool. Food.
What they even is he in the telephone?
Yeah. You can get lessons while you're there and have like they have like almost like a pro person there.
Is anything that you're doing involves really using translate?
Yeah, yeah. It does. I mean you're swinging everything. The only difference is hitting off grass is completely different than hitting off a mat.
That's true. Yeah.
It's the Little Mermaid. It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
So, but like, you're going to want to, like, you trust, like, right now, I'm just working on contact. I want to make consistent contact with the ball. That's what I want to do this year. So, I practice a lot on a mat. I'm starting to try to make that transition to driving range grass or just playing, like, the course I play on, I kind of use it as a driving range. I'm hitting multiple clubs, and I'm going to be short, but I'm being short on purpose.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. You got to figure it out. Like you starting off, you're going to do a lot of mat work. Like unless you take lessons at a golf course or at a driving range where the lesson may be on grass.
Yeah. I mean, even Topgolf is kind of the same thing, just more live.
Yeah. More live action.
Live action.
Their driver looks good. I'm on Stick's website. Well, guys, I have to skedaddle. I have a hard out today. So thank you for the talk. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
With y'all's week. Again, this is the Big Ten Originals. Y'all have a good rest of your show.
See you, man.
Yeah.
So we're planting all these seeds.
Yeah, I know. I'm in. Actually, some of that stuff I had no idea about. I don't know.
Dude, it's
awesome.
It is one of those hobbies you can spend all your money on, or you can just get an old used club set and just be happy with it.
If I liked it enough to do it, I would have picked it in my own land. Is it close for sure?
The
remote carry, but it looks cool. It seems like some old football shit that I realize. But I feel like you're out there.
If you're doing that, you're stunning.
You're trying to stun. You will accept it,
too. I mean, but who walks? I mean, walking, of course, is a really good exercise, but not a lot of people do that, really. Get you a cart. You're all right. Cars are fun to drive around anyways.
This is kind of a step to
charitable. It is a really good exercise. Like, if you're walking a course, and you're nonstop, like, you're going to... You're gonna drop some calories.
I just down all day every day, so it's like walking a golf course. Be like nothing.
Yeah, but you're walking hills. You're walking terrain.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in way better shape than me and Seth, obviously, but it still get you sweating.
I'm supposed to say,
you're carrying your clubs or dragging your clothes, so that's a little extra cardio.
Yeah, I at least want you a shot.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Well, there could be some fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. Sure. Once we actually go and do that, it'll be fun. We might all be terrible, but it's really not about that anyways.
Yeah.
We'll see. It will be cool to maybe plan a trip or two here and there in the next few years, just based off of that. It'd be fun.
Wait, for sure. People say you can group trip, foreign trip, something like that. Like, if you're able to roll on.
It's possible.
Nothing else.
A lot of permission needed there for that.
Well, it's just another
from
it's
significant like, others.
It is one of the way. I was on a couple of days. It was one morning. You know what I mean? Like, and not like when they back the fire entire chair safe. But, like, what are we?
Did y'all, have you talked anything about the NFL schedule? Anything interesting there?
No,
I think the main talking point is seeing like now how many games are going to be on like certain streaming services and like now on Netflix and
it's getting God. Like the thing is, at home, not like with streaming. Streaming is supposed to make it like you know, it's a streaming service. It's so much cheaper than the cable. And it's now getting to the point where so many things are like exclusive to like. The streaming services, it's like you can't really have all of them.
Yeah, you're gonna have to have all of them.
Like, we almost have all of them. Some of them we get for free because we have other stuff.
Unless you bother NFL packages, but.
Yeah. Well, if you have bundles, you're being like AT&T, you get HBO Max for free, and stuff like this. Some of them we don't pay for, but it's like, damn, here we have all of them, and you know, you need them to watch certain. Mm. Even not so that it's exclusive to them. So that streaming service is just a game.
Yeah.
Or something like that, like, the Prime Video was the first business analyst. And then tonight, Netflix showing you your hair now. Well, fucking everybody, like, hot man. YouTube TV, he's fine, that's what we'll call it. It's just great. But, piano.
Just yeah, I think YouTube already has the, or at least last year, got the Red Zone and, other package on there that you can purchase through YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube's not even so well. And if that's all, well, if we had YouTube TV, so a little bit, that's like a lot better. It's a little chance I got a little huge channel level that YouTube did that. They're in college, so like college names, they had them in 4K HDR and dude, and those games look so fucking good. With super high quality.
Yeah.
And a lot of the streaming services are both in there.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things. That's the reason why I wanted to try and be good to begin with, but not having certain channels. That's the name.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if you listened to the podcast last week, but me and Seth did talk a little X-Men 97 and just real quickly wanted to get your kind of up-to-date review of it so far.
Well, I haven't watched another the season finale out. I haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
But I think it's been fantastic. The story is really good. I love how it's taking like there's so many aspects, comic books and stuff like that. But they're very close to the source material with the light.
Yeah, same here.
I like to see them do all the callbacks, the old uniforms.
Yeah.
That was
a pleasant surprise, I guess, two episodes ago.
The thing that's a little harder to get used to is the speed of it, because they're kind of skating through some of the storyline. But the thing is, it's different. But, like, you gotta look at it for what it is, you know what I mean?
I think it's their best thing they've done since maybe WandaVision.
Yeah, honestly.
I mean...
The cool callbacks, and they're like, Spider-Man... having Morph turning
Hulk in the last
Hulk,
one.
Like, dude, like, and then, like, having, like, Captain America in there.
Yeah, that was a crazy surprise.
It kind of made me seem like they might be able to bring back some of the other animated stuff, like Spider-Man and, like, the Avengers, because those were all good, too. At the time, honestly, X-Men was suck.
I just like the griminess of X-Men more than the other animated shows.
I like the fact that they're not afraid to, like, do some shit.
Yeah, same here.
God, dude, the fact that they animated the whole thing with Magneto ripping out that adamantium, like, I didn't think they were going to do it because it was starting to get towards the end.
Yeah.
But once he stabbed them, I was like, oh, he's about to fucking do it. And yeah. I'm like, oh, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I love so much, the griminess of this series, which it was like that in their original series, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They didn't take a step back at all.
I just think it's like the best part, though, is just like, because you know, as a kid, you know, reading through the comic, you only saw some of these things in the comic books.
Yeah.
And seeing it put in animation for the first time, or in any form.
I feel like
these storylines, they have not done in any other format.
I feel like they did do that in the original cartoon series, in the original Wolverine and Magneto, and they're ripping out the Antimanium.
This is a continuation from the original.
But I feel
I feel like there was a guarantee to that.
If not ripping out, there was definitely a moment where he was trying to.
He may have used it against him and moved his body because of that.
I might have to look it up and send it to you if I find it.
No, he didn't. I did that. 100% the XD.
Because I believe I remember yeah, in the comics for sure. I don't know why. Yeah. I'm gonna have to find it and send it to you. If he didn't rip it out, he at least it was like trying to. You know, I remember, I think they were like on a bus or something, and I remember pretty vividly. If I look back and I don't find it, then I'll admit my crazy mind being wrong. Yeah, I think this is definitely one of the best things they've done, period. And definitely the best since WandaVision. I know they've done a lot of, you know, I think a lot of people are getting kind of critical of them doing a lot of obscure characters, but I feel like those are more meaningful to the audience and getting a larger audience in to watch Marvel than it was necessarily of trying to find the best, like, they weren't trying to, like, they were doing things differently. That wasn't their goal.
Yeah. Well, I like the things that I'm hearing from them now as a studio, like, all right, so on a yearly basis, we're only going to have this many TV shows. We're only going to have this many movies per year, period. I think that's a good call.
I think especially...
I'm talking like live action stuff now.
Yeah.
The anime is just different.
I really hope they continue the animated X-Men.
No, they are. They've already signed off or you've got the war season.
Okay, good.
So, that's the thing with, like, the animated stuff is not what you would consider, like, MCU camp. I guess it's set its own separate deal. So, they can do whatever they want with the animated stuff and keep it completely separate from, like, the movies and the TV shows. This is all that.
Yeah.
And they didn't say it's through the comics, so they didn't include whatever characters they want, but they didn't do past storylines, and be as they do whatever they want, basically. They're not worried about it, which I like, but they can do as much of that as they want, and still, because, you know, the Marvel animated studios is like separate, you know, than a lot of action stuff. And I mean, it's just a quality over quantity thing. It's like, they're only going to have probably so many animated series that probably have.
Yeah.
And it is. And then maybe they'll grow into like Avengers or Spider-Man or who knows. Although, what the deal with everybody said all this stuff, if they do that or not.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool to see, but it is. I would like to see them.
What I would like to see
is. Slow down and focus on quality of some of the stuff. Some of the stuff lately's just been.
Yeah, like, you know, like Echo was very disappointing.
It's and kinda... they're focusing very heavy on the casting, because they're recasting some characters, and they're kind of like, they some surprise casting that people are like,
oh, really?
Not sure who they're actually going to be, but there's a lot of speculation.
Mm, okay.
So, I feel like there's some stuff I look forward to, especially with the new Captain America that's come out. It seemed like it's probably going to be pretty, really exciting. I'm a little defensive of all the Wolverine Deadpool. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
But I'm very curious to know what it means for the X-Men in the main MCU storyline. Because this is what's happening right now is the last thing I want to happen. Well, old ladies man in that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that. I would love to see a new introduction to the X-Men.
Like different actors and
all
everything.
All new casting, yeah. All new everything. I don't want any of that. I don't know if you're like, oh, well, you have to watch these movies to understand. No, I want real introductions. I want to see new villains in person. I want to see like Mr. Sinister and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
And I think a good Apocalypse and like.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Actual cool looking, you know, Sentinels and like. I don't know. It's obviously, there's so many ways. Go, but they kind of have to start from basics again, like,
and that's fine. They just absolutely got to get it right.
Yeah, and it's the thing, they have the opportunity, and they can use like animated series to get people reactivated.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do one. I just really hope that they don't take a lazy way out, and like, because I just keep reading more and more about like.
It's already been done the late. Well, I wouldn't say lazy way. I mean, a couple of the X Men movies I thought were okay, but.
I guess it's me now, because it's like the easy way out is to say, oh, we'll just use the characters that Flash means. And just add into the storyline. That's the.
No,
if it's a one off thing, and this is like a specific. Branch in the timeline that's not even going to exist after all this happens. You know what I mean?
I don't want that. Yeah.
And maybe Deadpool's the only one mixed out. You know what I mean? And all the rest of them, that little timeline's just like destroying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be fine with that. If this is the last go around for those X-Men, any rumors of life, you know how Channing Tatum the one that he had to play forever. I didn't even heard rumors about his version of the game that he could show up and say.
I mean,
as like a cameo or something, and I'm like, come on, dude!
If it's a kind of in a tongue in cheek and get it out of your system thing, yeah, go all in, fuck it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you do that,
but
do
after
that,
this,
do that and get rid of all of that.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
And let this
that's
be
the best
like
way
the
to
final,
do it.
The final nail in the coffin for the old ace man. Every single all out. Because there's so many actors who could play these characters. Like, let's just do that.
Yeah, and I think another thing with going back to them not doing as many is I hope that there are a lot of them are tied together, like, or tied into one another. So it's almost a continuously thing. If they're only putting two movies out a year or two or three series out a year, as long as a few of them maybe tie together, or even if they, like, just weave in and out, of each other, I think that'd be really cool because it'd almost be like a continuous year-long thing.
And all that's part of the thing is that that's the magic that they lost is like,
yeah,
you'd be excited to watch a movie to see because you knew at some point you started the Iron Man go.
Yeah,
and you're excited to watch the next movie just want to see how it's tied in. And I feel like they want to do that because, like, with the multiverse was started. I think they still into something. They still want to continue it, and Secret Wars and all that stuff. Like,
that's so bad.
You have to tie things in together.
Yeah.
And right now, things aren't tied together. Like, everything is multiversal related, but not together.
Yeah, and it's
like because if you had like Loki with his branch of the Tana, that seems very important.
Right.
And in the show it is, you don't see any indications for that anywhere else.
Not yet.
You had America Chavez, goes through some stuff like that, the nations and stuff. That didn't have any implications. And then Doctor Strange and all the shit of Spider-Man. That didn't have any implications. But then at the end of his movie, Mason, we still have not seen like any indications of any of their actions popping up in any of the movies yet.
Well,
that's frustrating, though.
And it's hard to really feel like they close a chapter on Kang. I feel like they've dropped the ball with it so far.
It started
out good, but now it's like, okay, I just, after the like recent Ant-Man, I'm kind of like, what are we doing here?
And this thing, and like, so I don't know what they're going to do with. I mean, that was supposed to be like the next big, bad,
which they character. Need. And me and Seth were talking about that last week. Like, there hasn't been a good villain almost since Thanos. I mean,
They either keep going with the multiversal thing, or they just take a hard turn. Because I know, like, with the new Fantastic Four, I know that they're going in a different direction. I know they're going to have different villains. I think it's going to be, like, Galactus is supposed to be probably the main...
That'd be good.
Villain, and even, like, Silver Surfer or some version of Silver Surfer and stuff like that.
I mean, I feel like you have to have Silver Surfer if you're going to start the story of Galactus, because...
Well, yeah, it's
he originated terrible. From that, and then just... Yeah. And then ultimately ends him.
You can't have one without the other, because he finds the world for Galactus to...
Yeah.
To consume. That's his job, so...
Yeah.
So, like, that would be... That would be cool, but it's like, I think they either go all in on some other villain, and they just say, hey, like, Loki ended the whole Kang thing, like, that was it, like, Ant-Man defeated Kang the Conqueror, and that's just it. Which, no one's told Kang is, but like...
But if we're gonna move on, let's just move on.
But the other thing, too, is though, like, they could easily recast him if they wanted.
Yeah,
because I think
they probably ultimately want to change the name of the
Avenger that's due out in like 2 years, actually less than 2 years now, because they just due out at the very beginning of May.
Oh yeah,
2026.
Did they make some announcements this week, or I feel like I've seen, maybe it was just one-off thing, but
not that I'm aware of.
I need to go back and look to see where we are in the stuff coming up and whatnot, but yeah, definitely need to reconfigure a little bit and get back into the stuff tying together a little bit better.
I'm just trying to think of who the different character that they must have been out. Schultz.
For Avengers?
No, to take Jonathan Majors' place.
I mean, actors or?
So to basically replace Kang. I don't fucking remember that.
Honestly, so, yeah, though, I mean,
one of them was the dude who, what's the name of the guy? God, I should know his name. He was in Frickin' Bad. He was full. The girl called the almost chicken bowls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't. What's his name?
I don't know his name. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah.
And he was in the Star Wars show, too. I asked it once, the Sith Lords or whatever. Darth something.
Yeah.
Can't remember his name. But I know they're trying to cast him for something, and you know, somebody else to be that if they were casting, but nobody knew like who they were passing them for. I know they're not gonna be moving forward with Jonathan Majors. If they're gonna capitalize on a good storyline, that it actually could be a good storyline, if they're going to have to find a new actor to replace him, and they're going to have to find a way to reintroduce the character in a way that's like actually meaningful.
Right.
Because the thing is, like, they didn't say, like, hey, so this guy, Victor Time, or whatever, we kept him from becoming, you know, Kang the Conqueror and eliminated all possibilities of this guy right here becoming Kang the Conqueror. Well, by doing that, this other guy is handed.
Right. It's,
and he's even worse. He's even smarter. And yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be some way they can do it.
I mean, with what they're doing now.
Because I think Secret Wars, you have to kind of have to have Kang, and they kind of have to restart it at some point.
Yeah.
For that to make sense. And you have a very limited amount of time at this point. I'm just saying, if they're gonna try to keep some type of like comic accuracy.
Yeah.
Those are some major players in that series.
And so they gotta hit their hard,
especially Dr. Boom.
And they gotta hit like those certain big moves that they have planned and where those directions seem to be going. They gotta tie into that quickly.
But even like Secret Wars, I mean that's 2027. That's still not super far away.
Yeah.
And with the limited amount of movies and stuff like that that they're talking about releasing, to get the build up to this, they're not gonna have a lot to really build up to it. I mean, you got like Captain America movie that's coming out next year, so that's very soon. And then you've got, like I said, the Kang Dynasty Avengers, and you've got other movies like Blade, which that's probably not going to have a lot to do with it. It's probably going to be its own thing.
Yeah, probably.
But I can't think of any other, not right off the bat, movies that are going to be like super important to that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, we'll definitely.
Well, in fact, you're going to know, I'm way off on one. Fantastic Four is going to be a huge one.
Yeah, that's
for that whole. That's going to be a huge tip-off one. But the thing is with that is like it seems very different. Like it seems like they're going to have like a very like old school vibe to it. Like it's supposed to be set, I think, in like the 60s or something.
Oh, really?
So something is going to have to happen where they end up somewhere that they're not supposed to be.
Okay.
But you can tell by, like, from what I've read is what they're saying, but also, like, you can tell very much so by the aiming of the advertisements and stuff like that. It's very throwback. Now, like, for Thunderbolts, I feel like that. I don't know what that's going to have to do with anything. Some of these movies may just introduce things that we don't expect. Well, like, at this point, that seems like a spot. It could just end up being, like, a fun movie, but maybe a lot of those movies have more implications than we expect. Because we've been kind of, like, led to expect a lot of things and haven't really gotten it lately. Yeah. So maybe for me, it's just my expectations aren't as high as they used to be. I mean, that's probably...
Are we in phase... What phase are we in right now?
I don't know, 5 or 6.
Which seems kind of weird that it's, like, past 4, it's kind of unrecognizable.
The whole thing...
Tied to what?
It's been very good news to me, and I think a lot of them did. It is trying to do so many different things on so many different levels, and back so many different layers of, like, inclusiveness, so they really went, like, very random, like, the characters, very, like, very backgrounds, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which I think is a really cool thing that they're doing. It's just some of it's been very hit or miss. Some of it's felt forced, and some of it's not. Like, the Moon Knight was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked Moon Knight a lot.
He was very spoke at some points, but it was really good. And like I said, it felt quality more forced.
I liked it at the beginning, but then it just kind of went nowhere.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, you don't ever want to feel like they're making shows with certain days just check boxes, you know what I mean? Like, you want to feel like they do something very, like, interesting, you can found with a character. It's one of those things, like, if you didn't do it and try to go, like, full throttle spins on things, like, they shoot for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who did some justice? Like, don't just apply the side here.
Yeah, they just kind of, like,
just didn't do it.
Okay, now I'm looking at Phase 5, and yeah, that's for this year, next year, in 2026. Ooh, Shang-Chi 2 is supposed to be out this year at some point.
Nah, I don't think it's supposed to be out. It's not this year.
Then maybe this graphic is...
Then Tempest, right? Because even old. The actor, I can't remember his name, was saying, like, that it had been canceled. It is not, like, I don't need to say. I don't think there's an official date for it. This is fun.
Yeah, then it probably did. Because, okay.
Now, if it doesn't happen eventually, honestly, it would be just a hot. Not because it wouldn't be good, but if they're going to focus on certain things and like quality or quantity, I feel like they're going to focus more on movies or streaming shows that tie in, like we said, that tie into the main narrative.
Yeah.
Versus all the extra side stuff.
Dang, so Captain America, yeah, I can't find anything that's more up to date.
Well, like, next year we got Captain America and Daredevil, the season of the streaming show, I forget what it's called, but I know that's supposed to come out.
So is the Avengers still supposed to come out next May? So a year from now?
I think so.
So they got to be filming that then.
Or is it? I think it's 2020.
Okay, I can't find it.
I think the Thunderbolts is what comes out next summer.
Okay, then here's Wikipedia. It's probably more up to date.
Because there's actually a lot of good. That's the thing. There's a lot of good stuff coming out next year. Like Captain America, Thunderbolts, and Fantastic Four will all come out.
Yeah.
next year.
Yeah, last year, push it back. I'm looking at now, like, Deadpool and Wolverine is going to be in July, and then movie until February, which is Captain America.
Yeah, I just looked it up. So, the first Avengers that came out is the one that's supposed to be out in May of 2026, and then the follow-up is supposed to be out exactly a year later. That's what the Civil War was. Obviously, that
Horizon. Oh, yeah. Agatha's going to debut in September.
Always, I'm very surprised that that's even still going to
be. Yeah.
Unless there's something that can tie in.
Oh, or just what I've seen, some updates. I thought they were making some announcements. I sent a graphic for
also,
it.
Also, that's also kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
I think it could be a cool series. I did like it focusing on, like, listening to characters for the series or introducing, like,
and that's cool.
I like when they, like, introduce a new character and then a movie, like, side character, and then they just settle without that character.
Yeah.
So they kind of flush it out some. Like, it can only go so far, but some of these characters far or not, like, they're not well known characters, and they're not super, they need to sit with the apocalypse.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're really not going to be able to, like, deals on huge franchise characters, snooty child, one off type deals.
Yeah. There's even a Spider Man one in there.
It's a fucking animated thing, right?
Probably. But yeah, it looks like movie wise, like, in theater wise, is after Deadpool and the Wolverine, we're done for 2025.
Yeah, I think this clap, they're really fucking excited. They don't give ones to get, like, Deadpool and Wolverine is going to miss because of its focus. The core audience is going to love it no matter what, I feel like.
Yes.
Well, and how much does it actually have to do? I think only something to do for them is give them some sanity.
Realized
but that... Hey, guys, again, you can actually still make the movies that are fun.
Yeah.
And... Well, I mean, I feel like a lot of it would be like getting involved. This one doesn't have a lot to do with everything else.
It's going to be rated R and fun. Yeah,
here's something fun that they haven't done before. So get this back on track. And then if they can land the new Captain America, which I think, like, behind the scenes, that it's showing people like previews of it. And there were slices to it, I think, because I think for sure we know that. Red Wolf's in the unit.
Okay, yeah.
And his face all of, like, the reason why I know that is face dots. Because he's usually got them in annual and he's got characters from the new Captain America era. And is the Red Wolf. So he's gonna be in your movie and it's gonna be yours for. So
I just realized, like, I don't know a lot about the Thunderbolts, but that movie looks kinda cool.
It
looks like it's picking up from not Hawkeye.
Like,
no, all of that in the most recent.
The Bucky and.
Yeah.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Falcon and Winter Soldier, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very much so. Yeah.
That's cool. Well, I guess probably wrap it up here. I want to give a quick shout out to our friend Bill from Shotgun Willie's. Going to a new location and doing his opening this weekend. So I wanted to give a quick shout out to him and congrats to him on opening a new, bigger location. Y'all go check it out if you hadn't already, or continue to check it out because it's good food.
Yeah, the cool thing there, a little free opening deal. We'll get that down. Oh, wow. I'd hold it in for that.
No worries, and we'll definitely probably catch up and go there.
We need to do a
new challenge there, break in a new location with that, like we did the old one.
We did.
Well, as always, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Big Ten Rich. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff on Apple, Spotify, Podbean, where you get your podcast. Hit us up. Let us know how we're doing. We appreciate y'all and talk to y'all next week.
Yes.